We have some news now about a great Christmas tradition which goes back to the end of World War II. It's, of course, the Christmas tree that London gets from Norway. And this is the report from the official website of the Greater London Authority. I've got the information here. Lighting the Christmas tree in Trafalgar Square. This was published on the 1st of December. The legacy of the Norwegian Christmas tree in Trafalgar Square will continue this year with the annual lighting up ceremony on, that was on Thursday, the 1st of December, starting at 6 p.m. So if you went, you took part, love to hear from you how it went. Those taking part included the Lord Mayor of Westminster, the governing mayor of Oslo, the Norwegian ambassador, and St. Martin in the Fields choir, who used to appear on Blue Peter quite a lot, I think, and the Salvation Army. The Trafalgar Square Christmas tree is, of course, the city of Oslo's traditional Christmas gift to the city of Westminster as a token of thanks for British support during the years of occupation during World War II. The tree has become a significant part of Christmas for many Londoners, and this ceremony has come to mark the beginning of the Christmas season in the heart of London. Wonder what the Oslo gave the city of Liverpool, which also got quite a hammering during the Blitz. I'll have to look into that and get back to you. But anyway, there we go. More information can be found on the official website, which is london.gov.uk. That is the official website, of course, of the Greater London Authority, the home of all of the press releases from the Mayor of London. Send in your thoughts. You can comment on our Audio Boo page. Yes, audioboo.fm/English Radio. Or you can also send an email, stevesradioshow@hotmail.com, which in itself could be the subject of a debate. Is the email old-fashioned? Who sends emails anymore? Dear sir, blah, 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 from Steve. I've always written my emails as if I'm sort of typing a proper letter, all with the grammar and everything. But people don't sort of do that anymore, do they? It's all this messenger business and Facebook and Lord knows what. What do you think of all of this? Oh dear. Okay, that's it. More from this particular website later in the week.